This is where the man became a myth. The stunning, secretive maze of the Sierra Maestra Mountains, the cradle of the Cuban Revolution. Fidel Castro emerged from here, talking and shooting his way to center stage, almost 40 years ago. The U.S. government has spent billions trying to get rid of him. He infuriates, he fascinates, and as politicians go, he has lived in the spotlight longer than anyone around. Yet, for most of us in America, he's still pretty much a caricature. A beard, the now-gone cigar, a green uniform. Tonight, CBS Reports takes you into the heart of the myth and the life of the man. Many outside of Cuba call him a dictator and worse, but here he is comandante, compañero, or most often simply Fidel.
At La Plata, 3,200 feet up in the Sierra Maestra, 400 miles east of Havana, Fidel Castro and I met to recall the days he spent here.
We are in one of the main places here of our struggle.
We walked the paths he'd walked before. This is the Cuban Revolution's holy land. From these mountains, Castro's guerrilla army took a dream and gave it life, made it known in every village, made it real in every home across Cuba.
At the beginning, our headquarters moved with us.
Why did you come here?
Because I had thought about the possibility of guerrilla warfare on a field like this. We knew all the roads. We explored the grounds. In the night, practically with my eyes covered, I could follow my way around here.
What were you trying to accomplish?
To set up a system of social justice, a system that would give people dignity,